Go for Soda is the first single?
Yes, it is.
Do you have plans for releasing another one?
I don't know what they have planned, really. We're playing all the songs live, you know, so I'm into whatever they want to do, you know. That's a whole marketing. There's more to that than just saying, oh, we like this song, you know. I don't know what he's got up his sleeve. Obviously, he's going to want the most life out of this album he can get out of it, so maybe Feel It Burn will be next, you know, because of sort of B-market type places, you know, C-market, just smaller towns and stuff like that. I think AM radio would not be afraid of that. It's a different song for me.
I like to see Lager and Ale myself.
Well, you're not the only one that said that, you know. My wife is the one sitting there going, Mitchell, you've got to release Lager and Ale as a single. The fucking thing rocks like crazy, so... You know, we'll see.
Yeah.
And you're not the first one I've talked to that said that. And I'm in total agreement with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And,
All right. Well, lots of luck with the new album. And,
thank you.
When you get to Vancouver here, I'll try to get back and say hi.
Okay. So, did you have a tape recorder running, or were you just writing?
Yeah, I always get the tape recorder running.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, thanks for the coverage.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Thanks for talking. I'm sure you can get a good story out of it.
Every little bit helps, you know. And so, fucking all right, and thanks.
All right, thank you.
See you. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Bye-bye.